Has your brook dried up? Are you going through a dry time? Are you struggling in your walk with God? My friend, whatever you do, stay in God's will. Remain faithful to Him. Don't quit on God. Be truthful, and He will bless you for it. Remember that this too shall pass. It's temporary. Let God speak to you. Get a word from God, my friend, and He'll bless you for it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for listening today on Truth and Fact. We're so glad to have you. We are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're dealing with the fact that Elijah was by the brook Cherith because God commanded him to go there, but there came a day when his brook dried up. Well, what do you do when your brook dries up? Well, number one, you don't blame God. You don't take it out on Him. Secondly, you don't deny the reality of it. You confess the fact that your brook dried up, and then you ask God to help you in the situation. Thirdly, God has something better to take its place. God always has a plan. But fourthly, in verse 8, it says, the word of the Lord came to him. When we go through the darkness, maybe God is trying to reveal something to us. You know, there are treasures in darkness. Psalm 139 and 10 says, the darkness and the light are both alike to him. The darkness makes no difference to God. He's still God. Whether we experience a dark or dry time, God is still God. The Lord is God of the mountains, God of the valleys, and a dry brook is no big deal to God. I think somebody just needs to hear that today. There are only certain things that are revealed in darkness that we can't see in the light. At night, we can see the stars shine brightly. We can see the moon. And if it were always light, we wouldn't see or know that these things existed. Know that a dry time is temporary. Matthew 10:37, Jesus said, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. That tells me this, I'm coming through, I'm coming out. It tells me that this dark time or this dry time is only temporary. It too shall pass. But it also tells me that God speaks in times of darkness. Jesus said, whatever I tell you in the dark, there are things that God will speak to your heart in a dry time or dark time. The question is, are we listening? So what do we do when we go through a difficult time or when the brook dries up? You don't blame God. You don't deny the reality of it. God has something better to take its place. God speaks in dry times. But the fifth thing is, in verse 9, God said this, arise and go. See, when your brook dries up, you must remain obedient to God. In other words, keep your priorities right in a dry time. Remain faithful to the Lord. Don't quit on God. Don't give up. It's in a dry time when our faith is really tested. You see, when John the Baptist was in a dark time, he forgot what he had learned in the light. And it can happen to the best of people. John sent two disciples to Jesus asking this, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? But Jesus responded by saying, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. May the Lord help us to not forget in the darkness the things that we have learned while in the light. When going through a dry time, help us to remember the faithfulness of God, that whether we're in a dry time or not, that His word still holds the same. It does not change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. God had brought Elijah to the place where he had to totally depend on God. It was complete humility. Humility is complete dependency upon God. When the brook dried up, Elijah obeyed the voice of the Lord. He did what God told him to do. In a dry time, we must keep our priorities. And our priority is this, Jesus first, obedience first. As the song goes, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. God took care of Elijah, and God can take care of you. If we'll do this, if we'll trust Him, if we'll obey His word, if we'll put Jesus first in our lives. Has your brook dried up, my friend? Are you going through a dry time? Well, would you trust in the living God? Put your faith in Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.